Cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome. You know what, everyone? We're going to get a little boomerang-ish here tonight because Gabe Lopez has a new song, Boomerang, on Max and Friends.
Like a magnet that is hypnotic, you keep pulling me in. My
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Gabe Lopez, Boomerang. How good was that song? Well, tonight, y'all, it's going to be crazy. I see y'all blowing up the lines and ready to talk to Maria Papapetros, our in-house psychic to the stars. Give us a minute. Maria's not here yet because we got our girl, Nakisha Michelle, coming on. What's up, Nakisha?
Hey, what's up? What's up? It's about happy hour. How are you, Max?
It is about happy hour, and I'm bringing Nakisha on tonight because you've got a special announcement. What's going on in your life, girl? Back on LA Talk Radio, I hear.
Yes. Listen, let me tell you, I got a doubleheader, though, a doubleheader, Max. You know, when you come back, you got to be strong, and you got to duplicate and do it bigger and better. So, listen, I'm coming back to LA Talk Radio May 5th. We are re-debuting May 5th, and the name of the show... It's Happy Hour Live. And not only am I coming back to LA Talk Radio, Max, but I'm also doing an actual live event to Happy Hour on Friday nights right here in Los Angeles, California.
That's how you do it, Nakisha Michelle. You know, I love everything you do because you've got such a vivacious spirit. And that word, it just resonates with me, you know, all the time because you are Miss Vivacious. But now you're Happy Hour, and we're going to love that new show. Now, you've got a lot of events going on. You've got your book. What aren't you doing? You are all over the place.
Well, that's right. You know, because, you know, Americans, most of them are depressed, they're stagnated, they're bored, they're angry. And so I thought that, you know, I just supersize everything I'm doing. And so supersize means not only just doing more of it, but be everywhere. People like to be on TV. I mean, you know, some are watching TV, some are on radio, some are, you know, on a social networking site. So I just thought I would blow it up. Any way that I can get to these people who need to be happy, even if it's only for 1 hour, that's what I'm doing, Max. So we got Happy Hour Radio, we got Happy Hour, the live event, and I'm even doing every Tuesday free coaching, free Happy Hour, Happy Moments coaching every Tuesday on Facebook on my discussion page for the Life Redesign Coaching. So you could come at from 12 to 2. You know, I'm on PST time. So from 12
Absolutely.
To 2 PST time, you can come and get your questions answered because I want you to supersize your life. I want you to supersize your happiness. I want you to walk in your destiny without struggle.
Well, isn't that the truth? Now, where can people find you? Facebook, and what's your website?
The website is liferedesignqueen.com. That's all they have to remember is I'm the liferedesignqueen.com. And then Facebook, you know, I keep social media just simple. It's my name, no hyphen, no anything. It's just Nakisha Michelle. So Facebook.com, Nakisha Michelle, Twitter.com, Nakisha Michelle. And they can hit me up, and I'm there, and I'm ready to give whatever solution help them strategize to make their life happy. Because happy
right.
is the moment state they should be in.
We do need a happy state to be in. So Nakisha Michelle is the girl everyone is going to bring it to you. Happiness is out there, and it's easy to find. And the person to find it with is Nakisha Michelle. Go to her website. Go to her Facebook page. Join everywhere. Hey, Nakisha, I'm so glad you stopped by tonight to let everyone know about your new radio show. And when does it debut?
It is debuting May 5th, 1 p.m. Pacific time. Happy Hour with Nakisha Michelle and friends. You know, I have to be with my mentor, Max Tucci.
Well, listen, you know, we've got our in-house psychic, speaking of friends, Maria Papapetros coming on. Do you have a question for her?
I do have a question.
All right.
You know,
so,
it's about that love stuff. So, yes, I got a question.
All right. Well, you stay here. We're going to get Maria on. But before we get there, everyone, y'all are blowing up my lines, everybody. Sit back, relax. The show ain't going anywhere. We got another 40 minutes with y'all tonight. Maria's going to be here. Remember, be specific with your question. One question only, 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. You're going to get right in. If the lines are busy, keep trying, and don't be scared. It's a good thing. But until then, I think we're alone now. Hey, Tiffany, children behave. What's going on, Ronan? Hit it. I think we're alone now by Tiffany on Max and Friends. Maria Papapetros when we're back.
Children
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. And that was Tiffany. Y'all remember, I Think We're Alone Now. It's one of my favorite songs, and we're going to play it. But we are not alone now anymore, because the one and only, y'all know how much I love her, the psychic to the stars, she's our in-house Max and Friends psychic, because you all have demanded her so much, Maria Papapetros. I love saying your name. Welcome back, Maria.
Yasu Max Tiganis.
Kala kala. So welcome back.
Well, of course, I'm psychic to the stars. I'm your psychic. You know what I mean? You're my star. You are the star. And within the next 30 days, you're going to know how much more your star will shine.
Well,
within the next 30 days, yes.
All right. Well, that's a good way to start the segment. But Maria, in your absence of Max and Friends, you have been so busy. You've got a new book coming out called Practical Wisdom. What a great title. What inspired this book?
From what I see, that we are all in such a need of so many things, and we need to learn to be more down to earth, to be more practical. And actually it gives you a lot of choices as to how to help the self. What it is that you have been given by the universe, by God, using your own gifts, talents, how to go forward. It takes a readjustment. We're all going through situations right now, economy and all, and we need to readjust.
I love that.
A little bit of practical wisdom, I think it helps, and it speaks for itself. I'm writing with Miles Carroll, a friend out of Connecticut, as a matter of fact, that you know well. And we are every weekend, we're at the Homestead Inn, because we do get inspired by the place that you visit often, and we write. So we will let you know more about the writing. It will be soon.
Now, listen, everyone, if you come up to Connecticut, if you all live in New York, or you travel to the East Coast and you want a fun place to stay to, it's called Homestead Inn in Greenwich, Connecticut. I promise you all love it. Maria's there. But listen, Maria, we've got a lot of callers. So callers, just bear with us. The lines are busy. Everybody's trying to get their one question answered, people. You heard me. One question. If you want a reading, go to Maria's fan page on Facebook. Go to mpapapetros.com, PAPETROS, Maria Papapetros. Find her on Facebook. She's got Maria Papapetros A, Maria Papapetros. Whatever you can get onto, click on, like, follow. She'll add you. You guys will love her. Y'all love her because you've been asking me when she's going to be back on, and she's here. Coming up in the show tonight, everyone, Maria's also worked with Vanessa Williams, and they did an amazing CD. But Maria, we'll talk about that later, because we're going to take one question now from Nakisha. She's been standing by. So, Nakisha, how are you and welcome back?
All right. I am so fabulous. Thank you for having me once again. And I'm so excited to talk to Maria.
Hi,
how are
Nakisha.
You?
Is it Nakisha?
Yes, Nakisha.
All right. My God, you sound so lively. That's really wonderful. What is your question?
My question is, I am so ready to be back in love again with that special someone, and I've been doing a lot of dating. Now I'm getting exhausted from the dating. There are two guys that I really like, and I am wondering if any of these two guys are someone.
Well, I do get someone with an M initial, and M is in Michael Mark. Now, that could be first, middle, last name, but it's an M. And I feel there's a couple of more coming that they knew. And I think that by October, you're going to have a relationship. Of course, the people you're interested in now, they are new. And the thing, Nakisha, for you is to let go of the past.
Whoa.
I mean, you're ready kind of for a relationship, but I'd like to see you write a couple of letters to people of the past. You don't send it to them. You write them for you. Even if you say, but Maria, the thing is finished with my ex or whatever, it doesn't matter. Write a couple of letters to people and say, I released you, because I feel people from your past are really tuning into you. And sometimes as you go to sleep at night, you think about them and you say, wait a minute, why am I thinking of this person? So this kind of energy does not let you go onward. So what I'm saying is, write a letter to so-and-so and another letter to so-and-so. You would never send the letters. You simply are going to say, I release you with understanding, I release you with love, whatever it is, and then be ready for a new relationship with someone who's around your age and or younger. Out of the three people you're going to meet, I like the one who's the youngest of the three.
The youngest? Nice. Oh, man. I know exactly who you're talking about, Maria.
And there's a lot of music around you and around this person because I feel a lot of music. Do you like music a lot?
I love music.
Okay.
All right.
This person does too. So that's it.
That's it. Nikisha. Hey, listen, Nikisha, what's cool about being on Max and Friends is that you don't have to write anything down with Maria because tomorrow you can come back and it's all going to be on the archive. Thanks, Nikisha, Michelle, and we can't wait to happy hour. Can't wait for happy hour to come out on LA Talk Radio. Have a good night, Nikisha.
Thank you, Max. Thank you, Maria. Good night.
Good night.
All right. All right, Maria. That was good. Look at you knowing the younger of the two. Well, you know what, callers? The number here tonight is 323-203-0815. That's the studio number. Ronan, let's take a call for Maria.
Hey.
Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
How you doing, Max? This is Vinny.
Hey, Vinny. What's going on?
I just heard that you guys have a well-renowned psychic, and plus I'm a big fan of you.
Thank you. Well, we do. We have...
Here.
So, Maria, say hi to Vinny.
Yeah, hi, Vinny. But, Vinny, I don't know why you're coming in with a lot of static.
Oh, am I really? Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Kind of.
All right, Vinny.
It's like almost you're too close next to my, like you're yelling in my ear.
Oh, but can you hear me now?
That's better.
Okay, good. I'm so glad. I just didn't, I heard the... You're calling in, and I'm a big fan of psychics, especially renowned ones, and I didn't know how the format is, if you're going to ask a question or what to do.
Max, what is Vinny saying?
Hey, Vinny, do you have one question you want to ask Maria?
Yeah, you know what? Personally, it's been rough for all of us, especially in the entertainment field. I just was wondering if you see anything over the next 3 months, because it's been really rough and I don't know if I'm going to be living here anymore, and I'd like to know if there's any prosperity happening over the next 3 months for me.
Okay. Well, we need some specific question. You want to know if some prosperity is happening with the next 3 months?
My money situation over the next 3 months. It's been kind of rough. I'd like to see if there's going to be a breakthrough.
It could very well happen less than 3 months, because I feel you're going to change two major things in your life, but you're going to take action. Mm-hmm. You're going to start thinking more positive. Your fears and situations are realistic, definitely. However, just ignore them and start thinking positive. You're a very intuitive man. You're very strong, intuitively, I mean. So put that into motion. To get your goals, I feel that it's going to be before 3 months, but you may have to change something, like either change a job, a business, a home, a city, something major mm-hmm. you're going to change.
Yeah.
And it's going to be good.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Matt. Well, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Okay. Thanks so much for calling in. And good things are happening for you, Vinny, according to Maria. So we're going to check back with you in less than 3 months, and we want to know if it's true, because it will happen.
Sounds great. God bless. Thank you so much.
You too. Have a good night, Vinny. All right, let's take another call. Please, Ronan, caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Hey, Max. It's Rima.
Hi. How are you? Welcome to the show. And say hi to Maria.
Hi, Maria. I have a question.
Who is this?
It's
Rima.
Rima.
Rima. All right, Rima. Do you have a question?
Yes. I've had a lot of loss in my life in the past year, and I was wondering if this year would get better.
Okay. I mean, what are you going to tell you? Of course, it's going to get better. I mean, do you have a specific question?
About my father.
What is a specific question?
Is he going to, you know, live longer than this year?
Rima, what it is that I know it is your father and you feel differently about it than I do. However, the best thing in this case to do is, obviously your father must not be doing well. The best thing to do is to pray for his highest good. For his highest good, whatever is good for him, not whatever is good for you.
No, we
do not pray for someone to live longer because we want to have them around. We mm-hmm. pray for their highest good. I'd like you to, when you meditate, to put a yellow color around your father. Place a yellow gold light around him. And he will be very comfortable. Who's with the D initial around you?
I actually moved back home to take care of him.
Uh-huh. And who's with the D initial? Anybody with a D? D as in David?
I have an initial of D in my name.
Oh, okay. I think that your father needs you to be a little stronger right now. Do not be concerned mm-hmm. about his death. Be concerned about his life right this minute. I don't okay. feel anything more anything dramatic. Anyway, nothing you don't expect.
Okay.
I cannot tell you if he's going to make it a year or two or a month. I cannot tell you that.
Okay. No,
I can't. However, I know you will be all right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rima,
okay.
for calling. And you
thank
can choose,
you so much, Maria.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay. And tomorrow you can get the archive and listen to this again. Thanks. All right. What is everyone listening to tonight, Ronan? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. And, of course, we have psychic to the stars, Maria Papapetros in the
studio. Hey, Max.
Maria, I had to... Oh, hey, Ronan, what's everyone listening to? Break up the energy.
LA Talk Radio.
This is Max and Friends. You like how I felt that we needed to break the energy up a little, Maria? That's my psychic intuition.
I know. You're right. Because, I mean, in situations like this, it's like, I meant whatever I said to Rima. She
of
has
course.
To pray for whatever it is for his highest good.
And you know what, everyone? If you're listening tonight and there's someone that's in a situation where you feel death is surrounding them, that is the mission. See, every show I like to give someone something to take away with, a point. And you know what? That's for a lot of listeners tonight. You've got to pray for the higher good for the person, not for yourself. So take that mental note, write it down, and save it, because one day you'll need it.
You like that, huh?
I like that. That's good. You know, people come on, and they always talk about death and this, but we get so clingy to humanity and to life here on Earth that sometimes we don't think about the person and releasing them to where they need
exactly.
to go.
Exactly. That's the whole idea, the highest good. We pray for whatever is best for them.
That's right. And what's best for us right now is that we have you here in the studio. Hey, let's take one more call, and then I want to talk to you about the CD you did with our girl, Vanessa Williams. So, Ronan, let's take a caller from Maria. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Emily. I'm calling actually from the New York area.
Oh, hi, Emily.
Hey, Emily, just lower the background noise because we hear it. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Feedback. Okay.
So
hi, everybody. I love you,
hi.
Max.
Love you, too. Thank you for calling.
Do you have a
hi,
question?
Hi, Max. Yes, I do.
But please make it a specific question, okay? If you make it a specific question, you will get a specific answer. If not, it's going to be general.
If you make
a specific question, I may even see more things than one. But if it's not,
okay.
It's a problem.
Okay. It's regarding a man I fell in love with a very long time ago who I just recently found out that he was engaged. And he's well aware of how I feel, and he's mentioned to me in the past he doesn't feel the same way, but his actions speak very differently from what he says to me. And I don't know if he is – I mean, he's told me that he doesn't know if he's getting married.
No, don't tell me your life story. Ask me the question.
My question is, should I – would it – is there – is it worth me going down to visit him to tell him how I feel and ask him to be with me?
Absolutely not. Do you know if this man has any fire in his chart, like Sagittarius, Aries, Leo, or anything like that?
I don't know his entire chart, but he's a Pisces. He's Pisces.
What it is is that no wonder he's got a beautiful eyes. I feel he's lying to you about his feelings, which if he says he's not interested, maybe he is, but he's covering up. He's covering up for something. He's going to have to come out clean and make all the moves. You do not go to where he's at. I do not really see it happening with him unless you leave it alone, like forget that he exists. That would be the best thing. And I'm not saying he doesn't care for you. Remember that. I'm only saying that he may not make the move. And I don't remember now if he told me in the beginning that he said he's, I don't know if he tells you if he's interested or not, but he's hiding his feelings. He's not telling you his true feelings. He's very weak. He's a very weak man. I don't know. Are you aware of this?
Yeah.
He's a very, very, very weak man. Do you know if he drinks?
Used to, not so much anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, an alcoholic is an alcoholic. Doesn't matter if they're dry or not.
He's not a heavy drinker. Not like that, no. And he doesn't do anything.
I understand. However, I feel he's very sensitive to substances, and there is alcohol. And the thing is, this man does not like to be alone. He likes to be with someone all the time, but he does not really want to share who he's with him. He just wants people for company. So he's into a situation that he's not letting go of right now. Did you tell me that he is with someone right now?
Sorry, say that again?
Did you tell me that he is with someone right now?
Yes, he's engaged to her, but I don't think that...
Yes, and he will get married, too. I feel that he will get married. I feel that he will get married.
Okay.
Well, you know what, Emily? Maria's in the Greenwich area, so if you're in the New York area, you can always call Maria. You can make an appointment to visit her and do a more detailed reading. I think you'd benefit from it. So thanks so much for calling. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon, Emily.
Thank you. Can I have a birthday shout? It's my birthday on Wednesday.
And happy birthday on Wednesday, Emily. All right. Good night.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Ronan. So Ronan just informed me, Maria, that we are blowing up the lines tonight on LA Talk Radio. Hey, Ronan, what's everyone listening to?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and we've got Maria Papapetros here in the studio. And everyone, you know what? Thanks for calling. Be patient. 323-203-0815 is the number to the studio. I know y'all want to get through and talk to Maria. But Maria, is there a phone number that people can contact you to make an appointment to see you?
Absolutely. It's 212-935-4441.
That's 212.
Are you talking to me now? It's similar.
935-4441. 212-935-4441. If you want to book with Maria, that's the number you can call. You don't have to be in the New York area or the LA area because Maria can do it over the phone. And everyone, here's the deal. I want to talk to you right now about the weather because in New York, tomorrow's going to be 60 with a low of 49. LA is going to be 68 with a low of 55. But Miami's going to be 88 with a low of 74. So go to Delta.com because flights are on sale and book your trip to where the sun is shining because we all need that vitamin D. Don't we, Maria?
Yes. Tell me, what is that place they go to book?
Say again?
You said book at where? Where did you say the people
book
should
book? Book your flights on Delta.com.
On Delta. Okay.
Delta.com. So listen, Maria, you worked with Vanessa Williams on this CD. Wonderful. Now, tell us a little about the CD that we're going to play just a snippet of tonight.
The CD, the music is by George Brown from Kool & the Gang. There were men who wrote Celebrate, and it's a ladies' night. And Vanessa was gracious to do the vocals on it, and I think it's on world peace, which we all need to focus on. We have not done anything with it yet, although we gave it to you. And you know how nice and wonderful Vanessa is. You did meet at the workshop, right?
The workshop was phenomenal. Maria does workshops in New York, everyone, and they're great to go to.
So psychic development and meditation.
There you go, mpapapetros.com. Speaking of psychic development, Maria is in development.
In one evening.
Now, in one evening. We're going to give Maria just a little break, everyone. I know you're all trying to call in. Keep calling in. I promise the switchboard operator will get to you. But we're going to let Maria take a deep breath right now so she can focus on the next callers. And we're going to play a portion of Maria's spoken word, healing
Whoa.
Word, that we all need. So Ronan, World Peace by Maria Papapetros. And of course, lyrics and vocals by the Vanessa Williams on Max and Friends.
And I'd like you to please close your eyes. And experience a long moment of quietness. And as you're being quiet, I'd like you to begin tuning in to every single sound that you hear, including my voice, till all sounds blend into one tune. And relax. Give your mind and body permission to relax, beginning with your forehead, your eyelids, your facial muscles, your head, the back of your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your chest, your stomach. Allow your breathing to be normal. Normal breath. Normal heartbeat. I'd like you to become aware of your heartbeat. That is the sound that will keep you grounded and within your bodies. You may hear everything that I say, and your mind will be open and receptive to positive suggestion only. And again, relax. Experience a long moment of quietness while you're getting settled in the state of being. And now as you're feeling the relaxation down to the tip of your toes, I'd like you to visualize a brilliant white light in the form of a ball in your hands. I'd like you to take this light and roll it up and down mentally, your body, the front, the back, the sides. That is your own creative healing light. That is the element they're going to use to cleanse and purify your body with. The space that you occupy, your home, the environment.
The vibrations. How y'all doing? Welcome back to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Maria Papapetros, and that was the vocalization of Vanessa Williams. Y'all know that. Well, listen, everyone. Maria's in New York. She's living in New York. The East Coast has Maria. Call 212-935-4441. Hey, Ronan, we have a caller? If so, can we cut them? Because it's very loud. We might have taken a call prematurely. Is there a caller on?
Yep.
Hey, caller, do me a favor and just lower your radio in the background and tell me your name.
I shut it off. It's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, what's your question for Maria?
Well, first I want to tell her I loved her guided meditation. So you have to tell us how we can get that. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Well, call my office and they'll let you know.
Okay, great. I just wondered if there was someone special for me. A man.
A new person, you mean?
Well, any person, I mean.
Any person? Yes, there is.
It's been a long time.
Absolutely,
Maria.
Absolutely there is, because you're ready. You're
okay.
Very, 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 very ready, actually.
Okay.
I think you've done the work, because a lot of people, Michelle, don't understand that they have to do the work.
Right.
They expect miracles without doing the work. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. And
okay.
I don't know what you've done. I don't know if you've gone to therapy. I don't know if you've been doing it yourself. But I feel that you've stayed by yourself for a while, which is good.
Yeah.
And this way, you've seen what you've done wrong.
Right.
And now I don't think you're going to be repeating the same mistakes anymore.
I don't think so either. I just don't seem to be meeting anybody. So that's the thing that confuses me. I feel like
exactly.
I've done any work. Yeah.
Oh, well, it does take time because, like I said, you've gone through a big change in your life. I mean, you've worked on yourself. And it's nothing that you do wrong. It's
right.
just, it was not time.
Right.
But now
okay.
it is. I mean, okay. it's very, very, very soon. Do you go to California or Florida?
No.
How about France?
No. I haven't traveled in a long time.
Because I feel that it's time, exactly, it is time for you to travel. And there's going to be someone who's a bit older than you. Very, very, very nice, hot, exciting. And because of this person, you will get rid of a lot of your fears. Because you do have quite a few fears you need to work on.
I have tons of fears. That's why when you said travel, I'm like, yeah, well, okay.
What?
I said, when you said travel, I'm thinking, how am I getting on that plane?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something.
Easily.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something, and we're going to let you go, Michelle. But there's
okay.
a great proverb, and it says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. So take that into this
Good
week.
Good for you. All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Maria.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's take another caller. Ronan, hit it. Okay. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
It's me, Max.
Hi, Nina. So what's your question for Maria?
I'm going to ask her about Anthony, my baby daddy.
You're live on the air, so ask her.
What is your question?
What?
Can you please get off the speaker? Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not on speakerphone.
Okay, what is your question?
I actually want to ask you, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Kind of. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about my son's father. We've been together for 6 years.
About who?
I just wanted to know
Max,
my son's
do you mind? Hold on. Max, do you mind repeating the questions?
Yeah,
I can hear you better.
Tell me the question and I'll tell it to you, Maria. What's the question?
Max, just ask her. I want to ask her about my son's father. I just want to know if we're going to be together or if he's the one for me.
So she's asking about her friend's father.
Son's right? father.
So what is the question?
Her son's
I
father.
I know if we're going to be together.
If her and her son's father are going to be together.
She wants to know if he. I don't feel so, but she's going to be with someone else, which is much, much, much nicer. She will have an opportunity also with this guy, with the father of her son, but it's not a good idea. But she will have someone spectacular, phenomenal.
Oh, well, there you go.
As a matter of fact, it's going to be the same time that both guys are going to be there at the same time.
Oh, they are there at the same time.
Well, there you go.
What is she saying?
She said they're there at the same time. Well, Nina, thank you so much. I hope that was
okay.
a good answer for you.
Thank you.
Have a good night. All right. Sorry, okay. Maria. People are calling in from all over this world calling you, Maria. You can follow Maria on Twitter. You can call her at 212-935-4441. You can also find her on Facebook. And let's take another caller. Ronan. Thank you all for calling, by the way. Hi, caller. You're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Max. It's Cindy calling from Boulder, Colorado.
Hi, Cindy. Do me a favor and lower your radio and
ask
a question.
Oh, hi, Cindy. I can hear you at least.
Hi, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
What's your question?
I can hear you, Cindy.
Okay. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
So my question, Cindy? My question is...
Do you know that you're very psychic, Cindy?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, because it's very, like, as you're talking, you're projecting a lot. You're really, really, really psychic. If you go to a psychic and they don't tell you that you're psychic, they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, I've been focusing on getting through to this phone call since I knew you were going to be on it tonight. So my question is, should I be putting all of my energy right now into moving and finding a new place to live? Or my energy better
not all your energy, but yes, you could, because I don't like to tell people what to do other than telling them what I see they're going to do. And I feel that you are going to move. And I also feel that it's going to be a good move. I feel you're going to move before, by the end of the summer, anytime from now till then. And it's going to be okay. I see you having, do you have your own business? Do you work for yourself, rather?
I do. I work for myself.
Because
I'm a freelancer.
The what?
I freelance. I do work for myself.
Yes, because I see you working for yourself, and it's like, so you can work out of anywhere, but for some reason I feel that you are going to move. Do not put that much energy to it. Just let it happen. Write it down, and write down the places you want, and let them materialize, because they will. Also, have you been thinking about writing?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Because you should do that thing for you to do, because it is amazing. I mean, you will be extremely successful with writing.
Oh, there
wow.
you go.
I don't care what kind it is. Any kind of writing.
Wonderful.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, Maria, so much. Bless you. Thank
sure.
you, Max. I love you.
Love you too, Cindy. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you, Maria. Ciao, ciao.
Maria,
bye.
You know, you got chills going up my arms, Maria.
Oh, really?
I know Cindy. I know Cindy, so I know you're right. But let's take one more call.
So is she psychic, really?
She really is. She's good. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And
well, let's take
be
one
writing.
More call. Oh,
okay.
You know who's calling you, Maria? My sister, Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Long time no talk, Nikki. I'm not going to answer any questions for you. I'm in Connecticut every week. In Greenwich, you have not come to see me. You have not called me. I don't know how to take that.
No, I left you a message. I called you a little while ago. I left you a message on your machine.
An hour ago, thanks. An hour ago, what am I going to do with an hour ago?
Thank you.
I'm there every week. I send you emails that announcements that I'm going to be there, and you never call.
I know. I've been busy with work, but I called you.
No, you're not. No, you haven't been busy with work. You've been busy,
oh, no,
but not with work.
No, no, I have been with my store. Yes, I've been busy.
I don't think so, but
I've been busy working there.
There's nothing better than my sister and a psychic on the phone at the same time. All right.
So how are you, Nikki?
I'm good.
How are you?
Nikki,
wonderful. It's really a lot of fun. You should come and see me out there, because I'm there writing with Miles Carroll at the Inn, the Homestead Inn,
right.
every week.
Okay.
So you should come over. So what's your question?
What's my question? I don't know. Am I going to have any children soon at all?
No. No, you won't.
No. It's no.
No,
yet,
you're not.
Right?
All right, that's
no,
it.
No, you're not. And you don't have the men yet anyway.
Huh?
You don't have the men yet anyway.
No?
No, not an available man. Maybe you have him, but he's not available right now for children nor are you.
No.
But love is all around you, though, which is good.
Good. That's all I like to hear.
Okay.
All right. Well, Nikki, listen, I'm not going to stop taking up my time on my show. You can go see Marie in Greenwich. Rona, hang
on. I will come see you in Greenwich. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
You know what? Yeah, Ronan, who's our engineer here, that's who I talk to y'all, Ronan, when I say Ronan. He said, note to self, don't make excuses to a psychic. All right.
My
let's
God.
Take
does,
this call.
Does Ronan like sports?
Hey, Ronan, do you like sports?
A little bit. I'm a Dodgers fan. Baseball.
Because I see something exciting with sports in him. Now what? I don't know. Maybe he's going to meet a person who's in sports. Who knows?
There you go.
Something about
hey,
sports.
Ronan, happy Passover, Ronan.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks.
See, everyone, I told you Ronan's real because he just said hi. Everyone thinks I talk to myself, Ronan, whenever I say Ronan.
No, I'm real. I'm real.
Thank you, Ronan.
I love his name.
Thank you.
Isn't it a cool name? Ronan's the best engineer, and he's Ronan. If I go, when
does
I
does he write
I'm,
music? Come on, Max. Does Ronan yeah. write music?
I do play guitar, and I kind of like a bedroom musician. I write some music, but I don't, you know, don't publish it or anything.
Well, do a little more than that. Start expressing yourself. Do more than that.
Okay.
It'll be good for you.
Yeah, I know I should. Thanks.
Yes, do it. Do it. No, all no right. shoot. Do it.
Hey, Ronan.
Okay.
You're
okay.
off the hook. Let's pull up one more caller, Ronan.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
What do you find on these people, Max?
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
Hi, Colin.
Finally.
You're here.
Ronan, I love you for picking up my call. It's about time.
Who's this?
It's Audra, Max. Hello, hey. Maria. I love you.
Audra Ritikas.
Yes, my darling.
R-A-D-I-K-A-S.
Yes, my love. I'm on your Facebook, and I always follow you in your travels. How have you been?
I know. Wonderful, wonderful.
Question,
I haven't seen your name for a while.
My name is Storm in Lithuanian. My question is, I'm in the moment of expansion and growth, and should I fear it, or should I celebrate it and walk into it fearlessly? It's everything.
A lot of big words. A lot of big words. You're telling me for a small question. You don't tell me your life story. Just best ask me a direct question.
I'm moving.
Ask me the real thing you want to ask me without flowers.
I want to make money. Am I going to be making a lot of money very soon?
That is better. Less talk and more action, and you will.
Very good.
Are you thinking of going into business with someone else?
If the opportunity presents itself, I wouldn't say no.
Okay, because
I
someone...
I need to make money.
Well, needing to make money, and it doesn't make... I mean, I cannot do anything about that, but you can.
Yes, probably with someone else. Yes, actually with someone else.
Because
we're working together.
You may, but with someone.
Yes, it is together. I'm not alone.
It's going to be a little tough, but you got to get realistic.
All right.
And,
well, we've got to get going, Audra. Sorry to bounce.
Okay, baby.
It's 11:51, so there you go. All right, Ronan. Hey, Ronan. Thanks, Audra. Ronan, I want to play your music on air next time, so you got to get me that song. How does that, right? That sounds good, right, Maria?
Sounds good.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, everyone, Maria's telephone number, because we're signing off here on Max and Friends, is 212-935-4441. 212-935-4441. I'll say it one more time. And tomorrow, you can get all this tomorrow because we're going to go into archives. 212-935-4441. Hey, everyone. By the way, I'm up for 92.3 Now FM. I'm up to be their host from 3 to 7. So would you please join the page 92.3 Now on Facebook, that Max should be the new host on 92.3 Now.
So tell me, what do we need to do in that page? I don't understand. What do we need to do there?
Just join it. Join it. I need more people to join it. And people call 92.3 Now FM in New York and tell them that I should be the new host. It's that simple. And I'm going to try to work out a deal where I can still stay at LA Talk Radio. Because, you know, I've been here for 3 years coming up in May. So I want you all to remember to take life to the max. Maria Papa Petros, we love you. I mean, the lines blew up tonight.
I love Ronan, you too.
Hey, Ronan, just out of curiosity, do we still have more callers?
We do, but, you know, time's
up. But we're not going to take them because we got to go. Yeah. Maria will be back. Maria, we love you. Thank you so much for being here tonight. And Nakisha Michelle, she's got her show Happy Hour coming back on television.
I love you, too. And Ronan, do what I told you to do.
Ronan, keep on writing. And we're going to play your music here, Ronan. Hey, Maria, is Donald Trump going to be the president?
No.
All right. Well, there you go on Max and Friends. You heard it here first. All right, everyone. Remember to take life to the max. Maria Papa Petros, 212-935-4441. Have a great night, Maria. I'm going to call you after the show, everyone.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you after the show, Maria. Thank you, callers. Take life to the max and have a great week.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. CBS News next.